This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Friday, Braggart, it's not too far away, but right now we're joined by one of our all-time favourites. All the way from Adelaide, it's Bernie Vince.
He was an AFL star with the Crows and Deeds.
Bernie Vince, who set sail from downtown Barnard. A massive, great, big 60-metre banger.
Now, he's the king of Adelaide's Rush Hour.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal over here, Jim, so I just leave when I want.
And Chief Nuffy Watcher on the Saturday Rub.
I just need this replay because I thought you may have said something. I need it confirmed, host.
Hey, Lockie, is Mum on Dad still listening to the Rush Hour?
Mum on Dad?
Please welcome Bernie Vince.
And he comes from our Adelaide studios. Bernard, welcome.
G'day, boys. Good to be on. Always exciting.
We are going to get Bill. I know wants to talk Adelaide footy with you. So, look, Bill's just opening a beer while we're doing this, Bernard. If you don't mind, you didn't have enough last night at the bloody pavilion or whatever it's called.
Yes, I did.
What's going on with your cats, Bill?
Just not spreading good enough.
Not spreading.
I reckon they're 2 or 3 weeks away from the start of the year, so they'll be right now. Jeez. Thank you.
Hangover.
Yeah.
0-2 hasn't happened since 09. Now, we're going to get to the footy, but Bernard.
Yes.
Need a favour from you.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Ooh. Like it.
Well, because Live Golf came to us, the Rush Hour Melbourne, and said, we want to do a special thing with you and Wade Ormsby, who you know, of course, on the Live books, but also just won a tournament in Asia. Yes. We want him to help Bill out with his swing, because Bill's no good at golf. So we said, yep, perfect, we'll do this. So it was all set up, flights paid, everything done. Yep. And then Bill goes, I forgot I had a meeting.
A lunch.
What does he have a meeting about?
So he can't do it.
Business stuff.
Right.
So what we need you to do is, because I know you're a very passionate golfer, but every now and then you can have the strays.
Yes.
When I've played with you, it's been hard left. But we want you to jump in, and we want Orms to help you with your golf swing so you'll get better.
Right, I need this because I haven't played golf actually for probably about a month and a half, Jim.
Well, that's because you keep having children.
Mm. that's been an issue too. I don't know how that keeps happening. They keep popping out. But anyway, I'll get to the reason behind that. But I look forward to this because Bluey helps you enough, but doesn't want you to be anywhere near him. So he doesn't really tell you the truth. So I'm looking forward to catching up.
Perfect. Well, that's Tuesday next week. We'll get that sorted out. Now, Fat, charge your heart. I know you got footy you want to discuss.
Yeah. All right, Bern, so we'll see you next Tuesday. That's good. Well done. Now, Bern.
Bang.
Nice, Bill.
What about tonight, of course? One of your teams, Melbourne. Not bad odds at $1.75, I would have thought, when they bring in Fritch, May and Viney.
Yeah, no, very, very winnable game for Melbourne. Some big names back, as you mentioned. And they won very well late in the season up there at the Gabba. Just before, I think it was about round 21 or something like that. And then obviously Brisbane touched them up in that that final at the MCG when everyone thought Brisbane couldn't win at the MCG and they come out and proved everyone wrong. So they're talking a bit of a grudge match, the team's not liking each other and hating
spice
each other.
In it. Remember
Zorko,
exactly. Yeah.
Harry Petty, there was a bit going on at one of the interchange breaks. So some words said both ways and there is always a bit of fracas off the ball. And I'm looking forward to tonight because two teams that we think are going to be right at the pointy end when it comes September. So I'm looking forward to this one tonight. But
I'll tell you what it is, Bern, is hot. I'm here. It's hot.
Yes.
It's 31 degrees.
31, yeah, right. Well, there's been some hot games, haven't there? 37 last Saturday in Melbourne, which you don't see too often.
No.
But and also 36 at the Giants game, Adelaide and the Giants. So interesting to see how they bounce back this week.
What about Adelaide, speaking of which? Yeah. A good lead over GWS and then just coughed that up and pretty meekly surrendered that game, it has to be said, after being bloody good for a long time. Nah. They've got the Tigers. What are you thinking?
Yeah, piss poor from Adelaide last week. They were very, very ordinary. 28 points up at halftime, Jim. And they're talking finals and, you know, finals zone at the minimum. And if you're going to talk all that stuff, you've got to walk the walk, Jim. So you can't just lay. They basically laid down in that second half and they said, you know, it was 36 degrees and we were cramping and we were a bit hot. But it was same for both sides. The Giants lost three players before the end of the game. So there's only one sub. So they were down to one on the bench late. So no excuses there. And I expect them to bounce back. I've actually picked Adelaide.
Yeah.
Even though they're off a 6-day break and 36 degrees, everything against them. I don't know why I picked them. actually. I should probably change that.
So have I, Burn. I don't know why, but I have too. Hey, now, Port Adelaide, very, very good last week.
Yes.
Horn Francis. What about that young midfield? We like that. Yeah. And one more question. Would you tag Nick Dacos?
I would, even if it's just from the start, just to send a bit of a message and a bit of a doubt through the team. And it just creates question marks for the team. Are they focusing on the ball? Are they focusing on sticking up for Nick Davis? It just gets them thinking about what are Port Adelaide going to do. I would certainly do it from the start. Just seeing how the game unfolds, you might not be able to do it for the full game, but I just think it sends a bit of a message.
Yeah. Well, Geelong certainly should have tagged Nick Davis in that
Nick
last
Davis.
Quarter.
Yeah, against that Sydney when he
back
kicked
three.
Back
at the SCG, it might have got him into a granny.
Did you call him Davis?
No, you did.
You did, Bernard. Come on over there in Adelaide. What the hell are you on
I'm
about?
A bit behind, half an hour behind over here.
You are.
And his brother, we talked about him earlier in the week. Josh is underrated for me. He is a superb footballer. All right. Port Adelaide, we're getting on to them.
Yeah.
Not just Horn Francis, who had a great start, but, you know, Butters and Rosie and Dersma, blokes that have, well, I mean, Rosie's already, you know, a legitimate A-grader, but the other two have maybe just taken a bit longer than some thought, but they look really good on the weekend too.
Yeah, all in the same draft, those three. So very exciting draft that for Port Adelaide. And again, they were probably the surprise packet of the weekend last weekend, coming out and smashing Brisbane, who we all think we just spoke about before, being the sort of the top four come September. So very good performance, but this is a big test. Tough first five weeks in Port Adelaide. Brisbane, they got obviously Collingwood this weekend. The showdown, which goes either way, always close. And I think they got the Bulldogs in Sydney or Geelong maybe, which is very tough first 5 weeks. And everyone's coming for Kenny. Don't worry about that. So they're waiting. So very good response from them. Big test. Billy Frampton comes in against his old side. Started at Port Adelaide. Oh, Billy Frampton went to Adelaide as well.
Frampers.
But the question mark is Travis Boak. So Travis Boak has got a bit of a crack in his rib and missed, obviously, round one. But there's talk that he's named as emergency, and there's talk that he might be the sub. So you're either fit or you're not, aren't you, Bill? Obviously, you're not fit.
Talk us through,
what would you do? Would you play Travis Boak? You're either fit or you're not, aren't you?
No, you're either pregnant or you're not.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Oh, you're
a nice analogy.
Too. Yeah. Well, you are.
You're both things, pregnant and not fit. Now, Bernard, what about Nuff tomorrow? What sort of a helping are we talking?
Been working hard this week on a new opener because we had some past people on there that are no longer with us on the rub.
Yep.
And just inserted a few. I think you both feature. So there's a little sneak peek.
Jim won't be happy with that, Burn.
Well,
you got off to a bad start last week, Bernard, on that front.
I'm just going to space myself. I'm in a different state, so I'm pretty safe. And you're in Brisbane, so you're a long way away,
I'm back
Jim.
To Melbourne tomorrow, so I'll be looking for you when I get there.
All right, well done. We might change that.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and then next Tuesday.
Yeah.
The Grange Golf Course in Adelaide.
Yeah,
see you next Tuesday. That'd be
Port
good.
Port Adelaide, they're going to tag Nick Davis, so I'm looking forward to
it. How old is Nick Davis? Surely he's past that.
Bernie Vince on the Rush Hour. Of course, you can catch Triple M Adelaide's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.